Angela. How can I assist you?
Hi, yes, I'm calling to question two credit card charges.
May I have your zip code, sir?
19355.
Your name?
Timothy O'Reilly.
And at the address?
365 Applebrook Drive, Malvern, Pennsylvania, 19355.
All right, thank you for that. It shows here that you do have an account. It may be in your spouse's name. May I have her name, please?
Susan.
We have a Sue O'Reilly.
Yes.
All right, it shows here that we have the Everlush product, which is going to be an anti-aging cream. It reduces fine lines and wrinkles. It begins as a trial on the 20th of June, and it is in an auto ship. Just make sure of that product.
You know what? That was like something for CVS put out for a dollar or something. I don't want auto ship. I never signed up for that.
All right. It showed that it was $4.
I just got a $4 it was. I just got one, and I was going to send it back. I said, I don't know why I've got this. I don't want it. It just came this week, and I don't even want it.
Yes, Sam. An auto ship went out on the 2nd of August at the full price.
Yeah,
it's going out at the full price. We do offer discounts of up to
35%
off.
I don't want it, and I never signed up for an auto.
Well, that's what's on offer when you sign up for the trial phase. That's what's on offer as an auto ship. It requires that you call us back.
I don't want it. Take me off.
If we can get you up to 50% off, you would consider continuing?
Ma'am, I don't want it.
Do you remember when you saw your initial advertisement? Was it Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, an email?
No, it was some silly thing that CVS offered or something.
Okay, it was on a CVS website. I read survey.
I took a survey.
Okay.
They said take a survey and you get to do this for $4. But I don't want it, ma'am. I'll send back what I received this week. I mean,
it's non-returnable.
I'm going to send it back. I don't want it.
Well, we don't want to pay for it, then.
I don't want to pay for it.
It's under a contract. You have to cancel before it ships out to avoid the charge.
I never signed up for it. That's the problem.
Well, the day that you submit the order, that's when you signed up for it.
I never checked a thing that said send it to me every month. Never.
Now, it advises you with this trial phase to call us back, give us your feedback, and let us know if you do not wish to continue. Because authorized to send out more every 30 days.
This is a real scheme, and you, like, trapped me into that. I do not want it.
And we do not trap the customer.
I haven't even used it, the $4 one, once.
Well, we did not hear back from you, so it was left active in the automatic renewal. That's why you received a couple more shipments.
I mean, you know what? I want the name of this company and where you are located. I don't even have any idea who you are or where you're located, and I don't want it. How do I not get this?
If you don't, you don't have to continue. Now, we cancel at the customer's request. You're advised that you can call us 24 hours a day and cancel to prevent any future shipments and charges. So,
well, I'm not paying for this one, I can tell you that. Because $99? You're freaking kidding me. There's no way I would pay $99 for something. That's
we've already
ridiculous.
Received the payment for it.
That's ridiculous. I'm calling our credit card company and saying that it's a fraud, and I never signed
that up. That leads to an investigation, ma'am, where they do see the contract where you signed up for it, and the company receives the full price of it.
You're telling me I signed a contract. You're telling me I signed a contract?
Well, what happens, if I can explain, is that it has a set of terms and conditions there. It requires that you check the box saying, yes, I read and agreed to the terms and conditions. That check mark below your personal information, like your phone address, email, is considered an electronic signature. That's how you sign things online, and so that's how it becomes
I didn't
a contract
do this online. You know what, you send me that. I want to see that in person.
You can go back to the website. I can provide you with the website, or it's probably going to have an email for it. Then go ahead and get your account canceled, and that'll send you the website as well. The product that you have here is the Everlush.
I want to send it back. I don't want to.
It's non-returnable.
It
that doesn't guarantee a refund. And its support at Everlush Skin is going to be the email address, and it's everlushskin.com. You can put that in your web address bar.
I don't even know what you're saying. Are you saying Everlust?
Lush, L-U-S-H, the name of the product that you've been receiving.
Everlush, what is it?
Skin.com.
I am not, this is like absolutely infuriating. And I am calling CVS, like how they even, like why they would offer that to me. And I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, let me go ahead and get your account canceled. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to give you a cancellation number if you are able to take that down.
I want to see something that said I checked that I want to be part of a program that sent it to me.
Again, you can go to the website. It's going to be the same on every website.
I want to see what I signed. You must have something there that when you when somebody commits to like getting something for $100 a month, you must have some proof that I did that.
Yes, that is presented to the financial institution when you dispute the charge. They're going to have a copy of that. But with the customer, we just advise them to go back to the website and take a look at the terms and conditions. It's going to tell you that this is going to go into a legal and binding contract after that trial expire. Call and cancel
Boy,
to avoid the charges.
I cannot wait to call CVS Monday morning. I cannot wait. This is ridiculous. I'm calling their head company that they would even offer their clients something like this.
What I'm going to do is cancel your account. I can offer you up to 50% of that latest charge as a courtesy refund because we do discount these charges. We just have not spoken with you, so it was going out at full price. But that last charge there, it could give you 50% of that back. It's going
to
send you out a refund.
And I don't want to pay $100, that's for sure.
It's a 50%.
Don't even want it. I don't want it.
All right, ma'am. I understand that. You have a charge of $94.90. 50% of that, it's going to be a $47.45 refund going back to your account in 3 to 5 business days.
You guys are like crazy.
And it's going to send you out that refund email letting you know that it's 3 to 5 business days. If you have pen and paper, I can give you a cancellation number. You don't right now.
I don't right now.
Okay. Well, when you receive that
my email address, you can email
right.
it to me.
I was going
to
say, when you receive that refund email, it's going to verify that the account is also canceled.
And what's your name, please?
My name is Angela.
Okay, Angela.
Now, your email address is SueO'Reilly3@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. All right. Anything else, Sam?
Oh, yeah. You can give me back the whole amount.
That is going to be the payment for the product, ma'am, the remaining balance. But there'll be no future
shipment.
Send you
back the product. It hasn't been opened. I don't know why you don't accept returns. I just don't know why you don't accept returns.
Well, we don't resell the product. And when the customer, because we do trial phase. This is a trial phase. A lot of customers may not continue with it. If we accept returns, just to answer your question, then we have to dispose of it, and that becomes costly. So the customer can just simply discard it themselves, and they don't have to return it. But it's also non-returnable once you're in your account. You know, like you've gone all the way up until an automatic renewal. Now, those are also so we require that you call in between each 30 days and cancel that next shipment.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Get me out of there forever.
It's canceled and there'll be no future shipments and charges.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.